BFM.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi. Check it out.
Turn it on, turn it up, you're my radio.
For a Wednesday morning here at CFM, wet one today. How's that rain
it's
about?
It's pouring.
I love it.
It started yesterday and it cooled everything right off, yeah. Which is nice. Bit of relief.
I love it though. I don't know why. I mean, I'd get sick of it after a few days, but just the
oh, look
just
at Gaunzi. I love it. I don't have hair that I have to deal with and walk out in the rain.
Is that what it is? Frizzy hair situation?
Producer Rach and I look like we're part of the Supremes.
It's not a bad look.
I'm Diana, Producer Rach. The back off.
I kind of figured that, so that's okay.
Can you name another Supreme? I can't.
No.
Diana Ross.
Felicia. I just guessed that.
Oh, did you?
It's not a real Supreme.
Google that. I don't even know.
Oh, yesterday.
Jeez, that's an old reference, isn't it?
I know.
The Supremes on CFM.
Hey, I still love
get
the Supremes.
That.
I do love
didn't
a bit
they,
of
they did
Ross.
A movie on the Supremes recently, didn't they?
It's really good.
Is
What's
it?
That movie called?
I'm guessing The Supremes.
So I don't think it's called
it's
that. I think it's called something else.
Okay.
Really good
Look
film.
Look it up, yeah.
Yeah,
from what I saw, it looked like a great movie. I love when they do those sort of movies.
Like Dreamgirls was another
yes.
good one. Oh. Hopefully we're not talking about the Supremes.
What?
I'm so confused. I don't know.
No, look it up.
Mary Wilson.
Mary, yep.
Okay.
Florence Ballard.
Oh, it was close.
Oh, Florence.
Felicia
the, yeah.
Florence.
And Diana Ross.
That was the
That's
confusion.
The one. Yeah, Florence.
I knew it was something like that.
Hey, don't Google Dreamgirls either because that is an adult establishment in Melbourne.
And Dreamgirls is the movie.
It is.
Oh, there you go.
Damn it.
That's all right.
And that's got Beyonce, Jennifer, what's her name?
Lawrence.
No, not Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer I
can, oh, no, she was on American Idol.
Oh, oh
she's the
me.
Main character in the movie.
Okay, look
Hudson.
That up.
Jennifer
Hudson. Good
that's
movie.
The gal.
Good movie to check out.
I bet everyone's loving this Supremes talk.
Hey. You don't know what you get on CFM.
Plenty more Supremes talk coming up.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
I want to talk about Vanuatu for a second.
Oh, how nice is Vanuatu? Hey.
Isn't it a great holiday destination? Relax. So it's a bunch of islands.
Enjoy the pina coladas.
In the Pacific.
Yep.
And I saw a story online this morning, which I thought there could be a big job opportunity over in Vanuatu for us. We could start a business.
Always up for these ideas.
No, this is a good one.
Nothing worse than when you don't jump onto an idea and then months
Get
later it gets
rich
taken
quick.
Off. Yes.
And this is one of those
what
schemes, I think. So apparently there's one of the islands over in Vanuatu. It's called Torba.
Love Torba.
They're looking to ban all Western junk food in all hotels and bungalows.
Yep.
So no Mars bars, no Coke,
no
chips, no M&Ms, nothing.
Yeah.
They're looking to ban all of it.
Mm-hmm. They're saying it's rotting the teeth of the
young girls.
In the village.
In the province.
Yeah.
Because in Vanuatu, it's like a very secluded province. It's one of the tiny islands.
Yeah.
And they all farm over there and they say, oh, we don't need all this junk food. It's ruining our culture. It's ruining our teeth. And I thought, Gaunzi, you and I
smuggle.
Can start smuggling candy.
Junk food
over to this province and sell it within hotels on the black market.
I wonder how seriously they take this, though. Like, is it going to be one of those bans that, you know,
I mean,
is it up there with drugs?
Chappelle Corby, we don't want to end up in the...
If we have a body bag full of M&Ms, I mean, are we going to be in trouble or
they
what?
They send us straight to jail.
I mean, and look, with anything that becomes illegal, the price jacks.
Doesn't it? I will charge four times the amount. Can you imagine Aussies over there and you go, hey, mate, you open up the jacket.
There are a few Mars bars
What do you
bars
want?
In there.
I've got some Mars bars. I mean, we'll need to think about how we can insulate it because it'll melt.
The jacket approach is great.
I know, but let's make a refrigerated jacket.
Okay,
like
so invent that first.
And then we'll have candy bars on one side.
So what, if they're selling for, say, $2, four times the price, what are we looking at, $8 a Mars bar?
About that.
I like it.
$8 a Mars bar. And you know what I think?
Yeah.
If we were over there, put yourself in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
You've gone to Vanuatu. It's great. You're visiting Torba. You're in a nice hotel or a bungalow. You're living it up. Oh, I've got a craving. I need a Mars bar. Are you willing to pay $8 for the Mars bar?
Well, it's that price in a mini bar anyway, normally.
That's very true.
I normally eat the Mars bar and then go buy one
That's
for $2.
That's what I do. then from 7-Eleven.
Then I replace
I do that.
Whatever I ate in the minibar.
I always do that.
I mean, but we will live like kings and queens in Vanuatu if we start this business idea. If we're,
I think it's a good one.
If we're junk food smugglers, we'll be getting around with our gold chains and our sunnies. And
we'll have no teeth, but we can get grills.
Who are those real dodgy Aussies just getting around the island? With a big jacket on, it's 40 degrees. I mean,
the black market candy bar sale, it's on.
What could they possibly have in there?
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
One guy who would be kicking himself is Mark Wahlberg.
Why?
Super Bowl on Monday, morning.
Was he there?
Sunday. He's a massive Patriots fan. He's from Boston, so he's a lifelong Patriots fan. He's involved with the team all the time.
And yep.
He went to the game, and at one stage in the game, if you didn't see the Super Bowl, the Falcons were beating the Patriots by a lot. It didn't look
they
like...
They were out in front by a mile.
By a mile, and no team's ever come back from that, so it didn't look like the Patriots were going to come back and win. Poor Mark Wahlberg has decided to leave the game. 8:21 p.m., still a lot of time left in the game.
Why would you leave?
At this point, the score was 28-12, not in favour of his team, the Patriots. The Patriots pull one of the greatest comebacks of all time and win their fifth Super Bowl. I would be fuming. I would be stinging if I was Mark Wahlberg.
I just don't understand why he would have left.
Well, Mark Wahlberg now says it was because his youngest child was sick.
Okay.
That was what he said. I would say, kid.
So that's the excuse he's going with.
I would say, kid, this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. We don't know if the Patriots are going to come back.
Spew into mum's handbag.
Yes.
All right?
You do what you need to do. I'm staying to watch this game.
You go spew up it wherever you want.
And I just think now we need to rephrase that. So if you leave something early and miss something major, it's pulling a Wahlberg.
Pulling a Wahlberg.
Like if you pulled a Wahlberg... 13, 12, 16. I once went to a filming of Deal or No Deal.
Mm-hmm.
And Deal or No Deal, if you sit in the crowd, what they do is they film about six episodes back to back.
Yep.
So you got to sit through four or five episodes. You don't even know if you're going to get up on the stage for Deal or No Deal. And these two guys that were next to us, they left after the fourth filming of the show. They went, we're done. We've watched enough Deal or No Deal. We're not getting picked.
Yep.
They left. On the last filming of the day, our box got called. They called out their names to be on the show, to be one.
Oh, that's devastating.
One holding the case, one not holding the case. Where were they? Not there.
That one, you know, at least they can take solace. They'll probably never know about it.
Oh.
As if they're going to call them up, hey, guys, just to let you know. They'll never know. Doesn't matter.
I think when you watch the episode on TV and you see the people that were in your box on TV and think, that could have been me.
Big time.
Pulled a Wahlberg. They pulled a Wahlberg.
I've got another game-related one. I was at Suncorp Stadium. This was back in 2011. It was the A-League final, Brisbane Roar v Central Coast Mariners.
Oh, yeah? Hey, good
it was
final.
On.
That's
oh, it
a
was,
great
It was
final.
A great final. My friend, who we've had on this show before, Laura Alloway, she plays for the Matildas,
yes.
The Aussie team
great
for the girls.
Player.
Anyway, right at the end of the match, I think it was about 10 minutes to go, it was 2-0
yep.
to Central Coast Mariners. And Laura goes, I can't. I want to stay here and watch this. I can't because she's so passionate about the game.
Yeah.
She goes, I'm leaving. Anyway, her and her mate left. And I said, I'm sticking it out. I want to watch the end. I want to watch till the end.
Yeah.
Brisbane Roar score a goal. The crowd goes nuts. I was like, oh, no. This isn't going to happen to her.
Yeah.
2 seconds later, back-to-back goals. It's 2-2.
Oh, it's all tied up in the final.
And it's... Oh, and it goes into penalty shootouts.
Who won the match?
Brisbane Roar!
Oh, her team.
4-2 on penalties.
And win the final. Well done to the Roar. I mean, heartbreak for Mariners fans.
Heartbreak.
On the Central Coast.
She was devastated when she was listening to it. She said, I was in the car just kicking myself.
Oh, that is devastation. We've got a call here, 13, 12, 16. Are we going to go with this, Rach? All right, let's go to Will real quick. I believe Will has pulled a Mark Wahlberg. Morning, Will.
Morning.
Morning.
When did you pull a Wahlberg?
Well, it wasn't me. It was actually me, mate. We're down at the Raffles one night, and there was 16 grand. And he decided to chuck a sickie and go home, boys. And his name ended up getting called out 5 minutes later.
Oh, well done. $16,000 loss.
You're joking.
No.
That's not a Wahlberg. Your mate's just an idiot.
Yeah, he's an idiot, right?
Did you get stuck into him and go every time a round of beers came, you went, mate, you could have bought this with your $16,000?
Yeah, we were planning a trip away, and he was saying he's going to save money and that, and then that was the trip away.
Oh, I couldn't bounce back from that. I would be forever devastated on the $16,000.
I'd rather the 16 grand than watching the end of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. Unless I was getting paid to watch the Super Bowl.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
101.3 CFM.
What we have on our hands here will be a potential radio war with Wagga Wagga.
Oh, it's going to start a radio feud. We need to
keep it down.
Keep it down a little bit.
If you missed it this week, it was posted on our social media accounts as well. This is how big it was. But radio station in Wagga, a part of the Hit Network.
One of our cousin stations.
Yeah. Widow and Ash.
Widow and Ash is the name of the show.
Great breakfast show, doing big things.
They organise at the station for Ed Sheeran to call in during a fake impersonator Ed Sheeran competition.
Yeah, so they didn't even know about it. They were doing a competition where people called up and impersonated Ed, and then...
The real Ed.
The real Ed called through. Here's a piece of that chat.
Yeah, it was good. Hanging Rock, very beautiful.
Wow. This is actually a real Ed Sheeran.
You haven't figured out that this is Ed Sheeran? This is Ed Sheeran, Ash!
I didn't realise that!
We're on the phone with Ed Sheeran!
I thought it was an all very elaborate play!
It's a massive get.
Huge. Super excited.
What we want to do is call on behalf of news.com.au, follow up the story.
As some journalists.
As some journos. And
we
try,
want to get a direct quote from the guys.
Because, you know, when something this big happens, you just want to get it out to the worldwide news. And... We're on hold to the station at the moment. And
Rach has put in a call through to reception. I think we're on hold.
We are on hold at the moment. So I'm going to go in as Ben Stevenson from news.com.au.
I'm going to use my usual fake name, Sarah Crosby.
Okay.
Fellow journalist of Ben.
Now, Ash flirted with Ed, so we need to play on that. Bit of scandal, you know, we want the headline on the scandal.
Let's say Daily Mail are going to get involved and they're going to break this story that she's getting in the way of Ed's new girlfriend.
Okay, so we're on hold right now. Rach, just give me the thumbs up.
I think we're about to be put through.
I believe we're going through to the guys now.
Hello, Widow speaking.
Hi, Widow. My name's Ben Stevenson. I'm here with my co-writer, Sarah Crosby. We're from news.com.au.
Good morning.
Oh, hey, Ben. How you doing?
Good, thanks, mate. How you going?
Not too bad, not too bad.
Now, you do a radio show, I believe, with Ash?
With Ash, yes.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Hey, we're just doing some stuff on Ed Sheeran while he's in the country, and we're just wondering if you guys would be keen to do a follow-up story on... You had him on your show, is that right?
We saw the piece of footage where you got surprised with Ed Sheeran. It was good to watch.
Well, here's Ash, guys.
Hello.
Hi, Ash.
So, yeah, we were just surprised on air. We our bosses organised it, and we thought it was we were doing a competition for Ed impersonators to call up and do their best impersonation. They can win a prize. Little did we know that the first call was actually going to be Ed Sheeran himself.
So the whole video wasn't fake, because there has been reports coming out, people believe that the video was a big setup and it was fake. You're saying it was real?
Oh, no, it's all very
that's
real.
100% real.
I wish it was fake.
We are not that good at actors.
Really not good that good of actors, and I feel like I could have been a lot cooler if I thought that was happening.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
Because we've also read reports, Ash, that you flirted with Ed Sheeran.
Look, I panicked, and I think I did hit on him a little bit because I didn't actually know what else to do. So, yeah, I did do that.
Because there's been rumours going around the media centre that you're actually set to meet up with Ed Sheeran while he's here touring.
I'd like to know where these rumours are starting.
Well, I'm going to give you guys the inside scoop. Daily Mail, there has been murmurs around there, so...
I wish. How great would that be?
And so,
unfortunately, no. Unless he does have plans to come to Wagga anytime soon, I don't think that.
Ash, is what you're saying.
I would not say no. No.
In the last couple of days since Ed's been here, there's talks of him having a girlfriend as well. So now, you know, if this gets out into the media, there's going to be trouble with Ed and his relationship.
Daily Mail are going to report that he's been cheating on her. So.
I understand that. If they could see me, though, I feel like I'm really no threat to them at all. But it's all good.
Okay. So if Daily Mail UK run with this story and your name is in the headlines, how do you feel about that?
That's terrifying.
I'd be putting, just a heads up, Ash, I'd probably be putting all my social media accounts on private.
Mm.
Cool.
Okay.
So what is this? When is this going to be run? What's this for? This is sounding a little bit...
As soon as possible, we're planning to put the article together. So we just want to get the jump on the Daily Mail because, you know, they tend to break stories before us these days.
We got wind that they were running a story, so we'd like to do a story before they are set to release theirs.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what angle you're trying to take with it now.
Well, I mean, Daily Mail...
The angle is the surprise call, and that's fair enough. But if the angle is now that you're trying to spin it that Ash was genuinely hitting on him, that's kind of getting a bit...
Well, we're always looking for that angle, aren't we, Michael? So,
but Daily Mail is saying they've got pictures of a mystery lady hooking up with Ed Sheeran, and they're saying that could be you, Ash.
Yeah, I don't think that's a angle we want to go down with this.
We're pretty busy, guys. We've got a lot of articles to write. We can move on if you don't want the exposure. For
we can
the radio
take a
show,
different angle at news.com.au.
We'll
you know what? This sounds a lot like Bree and Gordy to me.
I'm pretty sure this is Bree and Gordy.
I've never heard of those people.
Yes! Oh,
gosh. Oh, glide and sinker.
Widow and Ash.
Wow.
Panicked
for a good second there.
Was the heart racing, Ash, or what?
Oh, cottoned on.
Your name was going to be all slandered over every website,
all
Ash.
All in the lights, Ash. All the publicity.
I was actually dialing the number of my friend who works at news.com and was about to be like, who the f*** is this Ben guy?
Call the lawyers, Ash, because they're coming after you.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
One of my good friends, Morgan, I haven't seen her in probably a year and a half, maybe. Okay. I haven't seen her in ages. And I came across her Instagram last night. And I was scrolling through the pictures. And just to give you a bit of background about her, she's not well endowed in the boob region.
Okay.
She has very small boobs. And she's always had that. And... it was kind of, she's just, that's how she's grown up. She never, her boobs never came in, unfortunately.
No worries.
Oh. Never developed.
Unfortunate.
Anyway, I was looking at a few pictures on Instagram and straight away I noticed, oh, there's something there that wasn't there before. There's bikini shots. There's tops, booby tops where she's got low cut tops she's wearing.
The confidence is just beaming through the
Instagram
page.
And I thought, well, either she's put on a heap of weight and it's all gone to that region, or she's had a boob job.
Good Morgan.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And I thought, you know where you're just wanting to know for sure? So what do you think I did next?
You thought about a roundabout way of asking her about her boobs.
No, I just called her and asked her.
Did you?
And I called her off and I said, Morgan, how's it going? Tried to make up some conversation I wanted to talk to her about. And then I said, just saw your Instagram. Have you had a boob job? And she goes, oh, yeah. She goes, I've had them for a while, about 6 months. And I was like, they look awesome. Well done.
Is she loving it?
She's absolutely loving it. And she didn't go too big, but she had nothing.
Has she got a boyfriend?
She does. Yeah, she has got a boyfriend.
Is he loving it?
I'm assuming he would be.
Okay, well, sure.
Because she was an ironing board beforehand, now she's got just little mountains.
Yeah.
Not too big. She didn't go crazy. They look natural. And I said, oh, because her grandpa, right, is a plastic surgeon.
He didn't do them.
And I said, no way. And I said, who did them? She goes, oh, Grandpa Joe.
No, he didn't on the cheap.
On the sly, on the cheap. Grandpa Joe put her on the table, slapped a few boobs on her, and off she went.
Oh, no. Grandpa Joe.
Is that weird? I found it a bit strange.
He'll never look at her the same again. I mean...
Just picture that situation.
Yeah.
Like, and he's not young.
Isn't he? Yeah,
and he's still in the game, obviously.
So, if he does the surgery, is he in the room when you get put to sleep? Is he the last one you see just as you go out? Like, all right, Grandpa Joe, I'll see you on the other side with my new boobs.
Well, I want to know, is he drawing the texter, like where he's going to have to do, you know?
The whole thing's
the
weird.
The whole thing is just a bit strange.
That's an interesting Christmas lunch, isn't it?
And someone goes, oh, what did your grandpa give you for Christmas? Oh, he gave me new boobs.
I don't believe you. Show me.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
Put the call out there, 13, 12, 16, if you're a cab driver, would love to hear from you. Cabbies get busy on the coast. Would you say on the coast there's not enough taxis?
Yeah, I don't reckon there's enough.
Need more taxis?
for the couple of times I've used them. Yes.
We're in need of a few more taxis. But look, 13, 12, 16 is our number. There's a cab driver in the UK and he's been pulled over by the police. And the excuse that he's used to get out of this police ticket, I mean...
What, he was speeding, wasn't he?
He was speeding, yeah. He got pulled over. And when he got pulled over, the police officer obviously said, why were you speeding? He said... He said... I needed to get, because the passenger was still in the car, he said, I needed to get this guy out of the car because he's been farting the whole trip. The cab stinks.
Totally fair enough.
And the cab stinks. He said, the cab stinks. I needed to get to the next destination. And
how fast was he going?
It doesn't actually say how fast he was going, but he did cop a $125 fine for going over the speed limit. £100, which works out to be about $125 Australian dollars. So, look, I mean, fair enough.
That's an expensive fart.
I mean, if you're trying to... Yeah, well, it is. I would have asked the passenger to pay for
Imagine the guy sitting next to you be like, you're going to pay for that fart. You just cost me $125 for fluffing.
That is a frosty drive after the police officer leaves and you're sitting there with the passenger still to go, mate...
I mean,
the passenger's not happy because you've just dobbed him in for it. He doesn't need
any
of that.
And he has to pay extra.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I guess the moral of the story is think before you fart.
Exactly. You know, if you could just put a little bit of thought into it. See.
Oh, that's rough.
I don't want to generalise taxis here, but is it fair to say some taxis generally smell funny?
Well, if you're sitting in drivers, a car all
that's
day
what I mean.
And you're getting people coming in and out and in, it's pretty
that's
hard
what I mean.
For it not to smell.
You're basically living in the car. So maybe he was just getting a taste of his own medicine. I mean, not a nice taste.
Hopefully he couldn't taste it. That's thick. Put the windows down. That's what the cop would have said.
Do you know what I love, just quickly, because we have this website that suggests things for us to talk about, and this was one of the stories on it. Can I just read you some of the phone topics they suggested for us to ask people to call in about?
Have we ever used one of these? I don't think we've ever used one.
Have a look. Here we go. So this is their suggested phone topics. 13, 12, 16.
Oh, no, here we go.
When have you used a fart to your advantage?
I can think of at least six times. I'd be calling for that.
Well, there's two more people. There's two more. What did you get? Mm-hmm. What did you do to get rid of someone quickly? And then the last one, what excuse did you do to get out of a speeding ticket did you use for the cops? Anyway, so there's some three classic
ones. I like the first one the best.
Yeah, I would have gone with the first one.
Because, I mean, it's relatable. Yes. A lot of people are doing that to their advantage. And just, you know, everyone would be calling.
Do we want to take this call? We really want to take this call? Okay, well, Will, you called us.
A couple of years ago when I was at Eminem's concert, I was standing in the mosh pit. And I had these couple of guys that kept pushing up against me. So I just planted a big one and just turned around and went, sorry, mate.
Yes, Will.
Oh, Will, well done, mate.
I love that.
That is just all class, isn't it? That is just...
Will's thought, okay, how am I going to deal with this here? I could turn around and ask them. Or
what came first, Will, the idea or the fart?
Bit of both.
Big life questions.
It was a mutual thing. It both came at the same
time. Such a mutual thing.
This is how I get rid of this guy.
Do you remember my mum's twin sister, Julie? She was dating that guy, Peter, who was an absolute flea. Like, he was a...
Oh, you didn't like the guy?
Oh, I hated the guy. Okay. I just didn't trust him. Anyway, he ended up cheating on her multiple times, which...
Right.
I think I've told you that story. But anyway, we hated the guy. But one year at Christmas, he was at our house, and we were all like, oh, here he is. He's coming to our house for Christmas. He used to bring no food, just come and eat everything, like, just a piece.
Just a scab.
Yeah, just a scab. Yeah. Anyway... He was standing in our kitchen and he's bent down to get something out of his bag and he was standing right near my sister Amber, who you know what she's like. She says it how it is.
Yeah.
And he's bent down and he's let out a fluff and she's heard it and she went, Peter, did you just drop a fart in our house? And he stood up and went bright red and then our whole family started chanting, Peter.
And then Julie broke up with him on the spot.
Exactly, we got rid of him. Use it to our advantage.
Well done.
Yeah.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
You know what kids are great for? Honesty.
Yes.
They're just nice and honest and they tell you straight to the point, what it's like.
Brutal honesty.
Brutal honesty. I was hanging out with a couple of my friends on the weekend, and one of their cousins was visiting, and she's an 8-year-old. Adorable, cute little human. We've taken her out to the shops, taken her to a movie. You know, lovely child. She's very honest and very switched on as well. Anyway, her and I got into a few conversations and she was asking me about a few bits and pieces, had a few deep convos with her.
How deep does it get with an 8-year-old?
Oh, you know.
Life advice,
yeah,
relationship advice.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Someone at kindy was, you know, annoying her, that kind of thing. And my friend calls me up last night and she said, I had to call you and tell you this story that apparently went down when she went back to her mum's place. Apparently the 8-year-old, she went back to her mum's house and the mum goes, oh, did you have a good time? Like, what did you do? And apparently she said, oh, I had a great time. We went shopping. Oh, I met one of the girl's friends. Her name's Bree. I don't know what country she's from, but she's got a really strong accent.
What kind of accent?
She was talking about my country accent.
Oh, okay.
She thought
country,
I was from a different country.
Country Queensland, the full Australian.
Is it that bad that an 8-year-old thinks I'm from a different country?
So what country did she think you were from?
Oh, she didn't know, but she just told her mum, oh, she had a really strong accent. I mean, I don't know what country she's from, but...
If that's the worst that an 8-year-old can dig up about you, there's a whole lot more I can sit down with the kid and...
oh, God. Please don't.
I can sit down
I've
one-on-one.
I've already copped it from children before.
I can give her all the ammo she needs, this little 8-year-old kid, if she'd like it.
No, that's okay.
Are you sure?
That's fine. I can deal with having the thick... I guess she's saying I'm a bogan accent.
Well, that's
and the gist said, of it. I said to my friend, I was like, geez... If she thinks that about me, she doesn't want to meet Mama Di. She need a translator for Mama Di.
No, that kid's going to go
she,
far.
I'm pretty sure she's from a foreign country, doesn't speak English.
Couldn't understand a word.
No, doesn't speak English.
Not one single word.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
101.3 CFM.
There's a special guest in town this week.
Mm.
We love her on this show.
My mother, yeah, she's staying with me at the moment.
Mama Di, famous for the catchphrase,
morning.
Just the way she answers the phone.
Just famous in general.
I know.
Well, that's what she says anyway.
Exactly. She loves it. She loves it. I've organised something special for Mama Di this morning.
Okay.
Bree. And I need to give her a call. We're going to give her a call right now on air and she can reveal what I've organised for her this morning. A bit of stuff has been going on behind the scenes. She's a celebrity on the Central Coast. We know that. Mm-hmm. So.
Morning.
Morning, Mum.
Mama Di.
How you going?
We're well.
I'm excited.
How are you?
What's happening, Mum?
Oh, it is unbelievable. I am in this wonderful limo with Dave-O and Maddie, and I have just done something on my bucket list.
What was on your bucket list, Di?
To get out in the sunroof
and
be like on the movies.
It Please tell me. You didn't get anything else out while you were in the sunroof?
No, I've got a dress on today. So, no.
That would have been bad for everyone sitting inside the limo.
This, and guess what? My favourite leather, red leather.
Red leather inside
in the limo.
Limo.
Oh, God. Yep.
Hey, massive
These
thanks.
Top and limos are just fantastic.
Oh, she's doing the credit and everything.
how good are top-end limos, Di? Top-end limos are the
Where are you off to this morning, Mum?
Oh, I'm here at Gosford Waterfront, and it's just beautiful. And they're going to drive me around the coastline.
I thought I'd organise you a limo to cruise around the coast in Di because you deserve it. You're only here for a week. So there's a picture of Di at the in front of the limo there. And if you flick across,
oh,
there's
geez, Mum.
Di inside the top.
Well, when
limo
I picked
well.
Her up from the airport at Newcastle a couple of days ago, she goes, where's my limo? And I thought, geez, don't say thanks for coming all the way to get you, Mum.
Get with the program, Brianna. I mean, for goodness sake, you should have rang Dago.
Oh, God, look at the pictures.
From top end and you know, come on. Organise
I apologise, Dave. That's going to be a... Interesting morning for you.
Hey, look, we're also giving Di access to the CFM Insta stories as well. So she's going to be Insta-storying her trip this morning in the limo. And next on the show, we're going to get Mama Di to do the Hit Squad cross for us live from the limo.
Of course, she did one last time she was here. Now she thinks she's a pro. Are you a high roller these days, Mum?
Oh, mate, I couldn't get any higher than this.
I bet you, I've seen you.
Except for I thought, you know, there might have been someone like Ed Sheeran or someone in the car. He's in town.
Ungrateful, mum.
Hey, that's a surprise for later, Di. You never know. Ed Sheeran might pop up.
You're such a high roller these days. Yesterday when you cooked spaghetti sauce, you used the $80 bottle of red wine that was in my kitchen.
Nice work, Di. Nice work.
Nice work, mum. I was saving that $80 bottle of red wine. She's just using it in the sauce. And she goes, this tastes amazing.
It would want to for the price.
That's the most expensive spaghetti sauce ever.
Anyway,
oh, you're killing me, mum.
All right, well, we're treating you the way you should be treated this morning, Di, in a limo. And next, we're going to get Di doing the hit squad for us. You can get down and check out the limo, Gosford Waterfront.
Where can people go see Mum and Di?
Gosford Waterfront.
That's where you're going to be.
Yeah, if you want to check out the top end limos and get yourself some free stuff from Mum and Di herself.
If you're driving past, give her a morning.
Yes. Notice how she's gone to the place where she gets seen the most. Gosford Waterfront.
Where do I want to go?
She'll do that for us next here at Cease.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM. CFM.
Oh, no.
7.53, this is great stuff. Mum and Di and the Hit Squad, which is in a limo this morning from Top End Limos. And can I say, I've been in their limos. I've done winery tours to Newcastle. It is the way to go.
Top End Limos, they deal with some divas, but they've never seen any divas like my mum before.
Mum and Di. Can you hear us?
Good morning, guys. I'm going to pass it on to Mama Di now.
Thanks, Maddie. Oh, Mama Di, you're a part of the hit squad.
Morning.
It's all happening. She's loopier than loopy.
Oh, look. Ridiculous, Gaunzi. I've even got a fan down here, actually. She's come down.
Oh.
Yeah.
Seriously? Come on, Mum.
Are you serious?
Okay. Yep, I am serious.
What's her name then?
Oh, look, I'm too nervous. Give me a break.
Maddie, who's also part of the hit squad who works here, doesn't count.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, come on.
You've got fans flocking your Di. Give us the spiel.
Okay. Have you got that special someone a Valentine's Day gift as yet? Well, here at CFM, Bree and Gaunzi have got your back. Across the week in breakfast, Bree and Gaunzi will play back the messages during their show. At the end of the week, Bree and Gaunzi will select their favourite, who will be rewarding them with a $500 voucher from Sea Spray Jewellers, and they are wonderful people.
My mum's friends
with
the guys
met them.
Sea Spray.
Yeah, and they're just wonderful. And don't do like Big Steve-O and give me a broom for Valentine's Day.
That's my dad, Big Steve, gave her a broom one year.
Oh, well done, Di. You've done well there.
Nice work, really nailed it.
Hey, listen. Just a really big thanks to Top End, Davo and Maddie. It's been just fantastic.
Hey, Mum, if you had to give a message to Big Steve, if you had to leave your own voicemail, what would you say?
Oh, it'd be great to have a meal cooked for me occasionally.
Hey, that'll do it. That's not asking too much, Mum, I think.
We'll see if we can arrange that.
We'll arrange that with Big Steve.
Have you got the Bardo's Bakehouse treats there this morning as well, Di?
I sure have.
Well done.
It's a Pagan sister, Brianna, that's here.
Oh, that's my friend Pagan, her auntie.
Right, okay.
She's here. She came down to see you.
Yeah, and she jumped out of the car and she said, don't take a photo of me. I haven't even got a bra on.
You guys would be matching then, wouldn't you, Mum?
Oh.
All right. Well, enjoy that this morning.
Lady.
Top End Limos. Di's going to be cruising around that this morning.
The top promo girl on the coast, my mum.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Bree and Gaunzi's Cupid's Hotline. Spoil your Valentine with 20% off all Thomas Sabo only at Sea Spray Jewellery.
$500 to spend at Sea Spray Jewellery, that is very nice.
That'll get you something super special.
Yeah, as we heard just there, you can spoil your Valentine up to 20% off. With 20% off all Thomas Sabo, actually. So
I love Thomas Sabo.
Nice. I've got a Thomas Sabo watch.
Do you?
Mm.
Oh, you're so fancy.
I know.
You get paid a lot of money.
Got it from the Clio Bachelor of the Year Awards in 2012.
Didn't you steal it?
Yep.
That's what I thought.
I came fourth and they gave me the watch
for coming fourth.
I did. Who came fourth then if I didn't
come
fourth?
They didn't announce who came fourth. They announced first, second and third.
You have to assume that I'm fourth.
You're reaching for the stars with that one, I think.
I got to watch out of it. It's still good. Hey, so we're asking you to leave your Valentine's Day love messages for someone. And this is a great way to get yourself the $500 to spend there and do something nice for that person that you
love.
For
your partner.
Exactly. So here's the number. Write this one down. 0427 188 770.
That number again, 0427 188 770.
You've got to say it's sexy because it's Valentine's Day.
04.
There you go.
27.
Now we're talking.
188.
Oh, yeah.
770.
I feel so weird.
Me too. Because my mum's listening. Oh, just,
and you and I doing it.
I know.
The same voices. That's not good. Hey, a couple of great voicemails coming through, though. We really appreciate these. I like to play
these. These are all in the draw, by the way. These are all going through to the finals, yeah.
For Friday. So this is Kylie and Matthew, their message. Have a listen.
Dear Matthew, on our 14th Valentine's Day together, I wanted to tell you how much I have loved annoying you all these years. I am looking forward to annoying you for so very many more. We haven't killed each other yet, so I'm counting it as a win. Love you, everything you say, plus one. Love, Kylie.
That is nice, Kyle.
A little bit of humour in there.
Well done.
A few personal jokes. I like it.
What about these guys? Been together 16 years, is that right? Get a listen to this.
Hey, Josh. Just called this number to let everyone know how much I love and adore you. We've been together since we were 16. We've grown up together, and now we're raising a family together. I love you more than I ever have, and I hope you have a wonderful Valentine's Day. Love you, babe. Bye.
Oh, another cute one.
So they've been together since they were 16.
My apologies on that one.
What about the one we had yesterday?
Yeah, I did like that one, singing the song. We got one more to play.
I wanna kiss you all over. So you can sing a song if you want.
You can do whatever you like.
Get creative.
One more.
Stand
one more.
Out. Oh, no. What's
these guys.
This?
These guys are working Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Someone's left a message. They're working Valentine's Day.
I'd really love to win the promo from you guys. This Valentine's Day, I'm actually working all day in Sydney. And I'm waiting to be paid for my job as I get paid monthly. So I'd really, really love this opportunity to spoil my man. Thank you.
It's another one all about the money. Money, 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 money.
Money.
Leave a message, 0427 188 770. Massive thanks to Sea Spray Jewellery, my side of town, your minor.
Get down West and Street. See the guys. Get a gift for your Valentine from Sea Spray. They do some amazing jewellery there.
We love love, don't we?
We love to love.
Catch you tomorrow.
Bye.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.